Extract 3.
If people have one dominant image of the great silent comedian, Harold Lloyd, it is probably of a bespectacled figure, either dangling from a clock many stories above the streets of Los Angeles in 1923 Safety Last, or else clutching girders in the same town at similar altitude, as in Never Weaken, 1921. He made his screen debut as an extra in 1912, and the following year he met another extra, Hal Roach. The pair created Lonesome Luke, an aggressive figure who, in the year 1916-17, proved a moderate hit. As Lloyd later put it, "I was quite successful, but not really good." This changed in 1917, however, when either Lloyd or Roach, history is divided, hit on the idea of making the former don horn-rimmed specs and reject stylization in favour of normality. Far more than Charlie Chaplin, or even his other chief rival, Buster Keaton, Lloyd was now someone with whom audiences could readily identify. For the next 10 years, Lloyd could do no wrong. Audiences flocked to see his character save the day through his combination of lateral thinking and preternatural physical prowess. But the double onslaught of cinematic sound and the depression of the 1930s proved fatal to Lloyd's career. His first talkie, Welcome Danger, 1929, was a hit, but it was to be his last. He was instinctively a visual performer, and his indomitable optimism was now incongruous.
That's the end of part 1.